Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We all use our short-term memories every day. Listening to radio shows, driving our cars, and remembering where we put those keys. It's important then that they are in tip-top shape. But this week, scientists at the University of Princeton have shown that exposure to violence can negatively affect our short-term memories. I spoke to Pietro Ortoleva to find out more.
So what we did is that we went to Colombia, the country in South America. We went to two locations, one in Bogota, the capital, where we interviewed people from a variety of different neighborhoods, some of which were wealthy and safe, some of which were poorer but also safe, and some of which were poorer and unfortunately not very safe. And we interviewed a bunch of people between the age of 18 and 24. We brought them into a lab. We asked them a bunch of questions. And the other group we interviewed were people that were refugees from essentially some acts of warfare that took place in Colombia in an area called Montes de Maria about 14 years ago. And these people were essentially forced out of the villages they used to live in by paramilitary activities connected to the civil warfare that took place in Colombia at the time. And these people were forced to move. And again, they were witnessing violence there.
That sounds really horrifying. What sort of violence did they experience?
So in the case of the urban population, they were victim of armed robbery, they were witnessing murders and so on. In the case of the countryside population, they saw actual murders. Some of them were victim of sexual violence. Some of them were subject to extreme types of violence.
What did you find out? How does violence affect them?
Each of these groups, we divided them in two. And to half of them, we asked them to remember these episodes of violence. And to the other half, we asked them to remember some joyful experiences. And then what we did is that we tested their short-term memory. We showed them pictures. We asked them to remember which of these pictures. And then the other test we ran is connected to what's called cognitive control. We showed them sequences of numbers. But the tricky bit of that test is that they were shown a certain number of digits, but instead of having to tell us which digit appeared, they were asked to tell us how many times that digit appeared. So if we showed them 222, they were supposed to tell us 3 because it appeared 3 times, as opposed to 2, which is the number that appeared. It's connected to something called cognitive control. And what we found is that the people that were subject to violence and were asked to recall it, they perform much less well in those tests, as opposed to either the people who were not exposed to violence or the people who were not asked to recall it.
Do you have any examples of how this might impact their everyday lives?
Yes. So the reason why we use this test, in particular both cognitive control and short-term memory, is because all of these tests have been shown to be connected to a variety of things that matter in practical life, in particular the people's success in school, people's ability to keep jobs and perform well in their jobs, and people's ability to cope with a variety of things that come in everyday life. And this is why we cared about those results, because showing a poor performance in this test is typically connected to a lower ability to succeed in life. And so we believe that a potential implication of these findings is that acts of violence being connected to urban violence or connected to warfare can impact the society, not just by, of course, the obvious unhappiness and, you know, reduction of well-being of the population, but also in a longer term effects connected to people's inability to do well in their jobs, in school, and so on. So it can have very long-lasting effect in the economy itself.
What about the implications your work might have on the treatment of people who suffer from violence or post-traumatic stress disorder?
Right. So this is something we particularly care about. So what happens with this population is that most of them live, unfortunately, in environments in which they do not receive any form of treatment. So they have no form of therapy that may help them cope with those experiences they went through. And this is part of the reason why we believe that any form of recalling of these experiences may lead them to choke and perform particularly poorly in those tasks. And to us, this is particularly suggestive of the need of intervention, being by the government, being by international organizations, being by private companies, that might provide some form of therapy to help people cope with this kind of exposure. Again, not just for their well-being, but for the growth of the country itself.
That was Pietro Ortoleva speaking to me, Alexandra Ashcroft, about the effect of violence on short-term memory. The research is published in the journal PNAS.